It's the 19th of August in the year 2024, and yet we're making a phone call to the world-renowned virologist and bioinformatician, Professor Tulio de Oliveira. Why are we doing this? Because the World Health Organization, who declared on Thursday or Friday last week, Mpox is a public health emergency. I don't know what that means or how far that is from an epidemic or a pandemic, but that's why we have the good professor with us to help us understand these things. Good morning, Professor Tulio de Oliveira.
Hey, good morning, Baron. Good morning, Sky.
Hey.
And good morning, Baba.
Yeah. So listen, Professor, Mpox, a public health emergency, is this the kind of thing that could lead to lockdowns and mandates again?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Yeah. What it is, Mpox, it is a virus, and it's a virus that is transmitted very similar as HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, mostly through sexual relationship, and you're going to remember that we had the worst HIV epidemic, and we never needed to go into lockdown or get vaccine mandates, but it is important that the public know about this virus, it knows about the symptoms, which is quite similar to the pox virus, like chicken pox or smallpox, and that they are aware so they can avoid catching, which mostly would be about safe sexual intercourse.
Okay. So I'm happy Darren asked that question. I'm happy you cleared it up, because I was starting to see recipes of pineapple beer resurface on social media, and I was like, oh no.
Can't buy socks and undies and slops from the shops.
So basically, Prof, you are saying there's no need to social distance, but the other social distancing is very important.
Yes, exactly. And no need to stock on pineapple. And the most important thing, I think, for South Africa and for the public is to be aware that's a new virus that is transmitted that can cause disease, that can cause lesions on the body. But also quite important is that we know quite a lot about Mpox in the last 2 years, because the second time that they are calling a public health emergence of international concern. Yeah. And for people in Africa, one of the most important things is that people that are also HIV positive immune suppressed, this means people not on therapy, if they catch Mpox, they have very severe disease. Mm. Yeah. And so it's more important than ever to people that haven't tested for HIV for a long time and is concerned to do a test, and if they have HIV, to get on antiretroviral therapy, which, by the way, the development on the antiretroviral therapy in the last few years is just phenomenal. The therapy is so efficient, the kind of side effects is so low, and that's one of the reasons why we don't see HIV as a biggest problem. But it's just for people to be aware and maybe check their status and maybe avoid a lot catching Mpox, which is transmitted very similar HIV.
So, Prof, we're obviously, it seems it has similarities with COVID in that it says the immunocompromised and run a higher risk. What are the things that, especially obviously, okay, so immunocompromised or people HIV positive should take the antiretrovirals. I get that. Man on the street, the rest of us during this public health emergency, what are the things we should or should not be doing, like, today?
I think there's very little things that we should not be doing. The most important thing is just try to avoid the similar strategy that one used to avoid catching HIV, not have multiple sexual partners, and about protecting oneself. Otherwise, there is big difference with COVID. So, for example, Mpox is not airborne, is not transmitted by air, and that's one of the reasons why we don't expect very large number of infections. Respiratory viruses are the one that transmit very quick, which other viruses, and such as STIs, sexual transmitted infections, or the virus transmitted in without aerosol or airborne, they are much easier to control.
Professor, thank you so much. Always taking our calls. World-renowned virologist, bioinformatician, Professor Tulio de Oliveira, who's doing all of the things to find out all of the things about viruses and strains and these things, and all institutions around the world, drops everything to just explain to poor old panicky Darren and Sky about MPOX, and I hope you understand as well. East Coast Breakfast.